Today we're doing Sifcha of Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Lo tikkun netilas yadayim el lekriyash mavel lesfila, av a brachos the shachris yachol levarech kodem netila." So the institution of netilas yadayim was only instituted by Chazal to be recited for before washing your hands for kriyash mavel for Shmona Esrei, but for the regular brachos that we say in the morning, you don't need to wash your hands before saying those brachos. El imkin hu yashen amitaso arom shaz asr lahaskir es Hashem ad sheyanakel. So unless a person was sleeping in their bed, naked or unclothed, in which case you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name until you actually clean your hands. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan and test also coded in a tila. The stam yodayim dahainu she'inu yodea imhim aluchlachim inan psulos livracha. Because when you have your hands, if you don't know that your hands are dirty, so we don't have to assume that they're going to be puzzled to recite a bracha over. V'kol shkei l'divrei Torah, and certainly when it comes to learning Torah, dahari mevarchan ala piros ein tzarach netilas yadayim. The same way I can make a bracha over fruit and I don't have to wash my hands, so too over here, I don't have to wash my hands before reciting the regular birchos hashachar. Aron sh'az mistama yodam mitunafos benegias beis astarim. If you slept naked, so then the assumption was that your hands touched places that they weren't supposed to touch, and therefore you have to wash your hands anyway. In our clothing, where the neckline is open, then even if you slept with clothing on, you would still have to wash your hands because the odds are that your hands probably scratched or touched a part of the body that was supposed to be covered, a place that was sweaty. This is assuming that you slept a permanent sleep. You actually went to sleep. But if you only took a nap, so then we don't assume that you touched a part of the body that you weren't supposed to touch. And then we can assume that your hands are okay in terms of learning Torah, in terms of brachos. It's just that for tefillah, there's a higher standard that requires you to wash your hands. Then the Mishnah says, "Sheyanake osam bitzrodos v'chol midi demenake." You have to clean your hands with rocks or with any other method of cleaning your hands other than water. "Vehu adin l'Torah asher baloni kayon." You can't learn Torah unless your hands are clean. "Va'ayin b'frima gadim shekasev da'afilu im yesh lomayim." The Prima Gadim says that even if you have water, "Mikol makom dayla brachos u'l'Torah b'ni kayon ba'alma v'chin mashma b'veyuri hagra v'rak mishum kedei l'havi ruach ra b'inan mayim." It's only to get rid of the ruach ra that necessitates water, but fundamentally you don't need the water. Even if you have access to water, you could technically use anything else to clean your hands before davening. However, it sounds like from the Zohar that you should not really make a bracha unless you wash your hands, and if you have access to water, you should definitely try to use it. So stop here for now, and we'll begin Sif Hei tomorrow.